This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Yeah, welcome back to Money News. Can I tell you the biggest shock over the weekend was not the 3-4 defeat of Arsenal by Liverpool. There was plenty of other things going on here in Australia. Of course, the A-League about to crank up with Tim Cahill coming back. But for Melbourne City, a lot of people saying that could be a big thing. He was unveiled today. But I'll tell you what the other thing is also going to the way in which you might watch the English Premier League if you're a big fan. Because Optus bought the rights. But then what's happened is that Foxtel has come out with a whole range of individual channels that you can go and watch. Well, there's been a fight. Simon Canning is the marketing and advertising editor for Mumbrella, the media website. G'day, Simon. How are you doing?
G'day, Ross. I'm very well indeed.
Look, say, this is an interesting thing that Foxtel has done because they had to, basically, the phones were ringing off the hook as soon as they lost this to Optus. People were basically pulling their subscriptions and saying that that's why they bought the Foxtel deal. But, of course, they've fought back with their own individual channels, haven't they?
Absolutely. Well, look, you know, Optus absolutely stunned the market last year when they came with almost $200 million to buy the EPL rights because they want to become a content provider. They want to be a sports channel. This absolutely caught Foxtel by surprise. And so they had to really go out and find, what are we going to do to keep these soccer fans? And they found a very, very canny way to do it because what they did was, first they went out and did a deal with the Qatar-based beIN Sports, which holds the rights to a whole bunch of South American soccer leagues, the Italian Serie A, German leagues and things like that. But then what they went on and did secondly was to get the EPL teams back on, they went and did deals separately with some six major English Premier League teams. So they can now carry those games on delay. And with a lot of the games happening, you know, at 3 and 4 in the morning, people are more than happy to watch them on delay. So it really did, turned into a fantastic fight now between Optus, the wannabe broadcaster, and Foxtel, who believes it really owns the sports space.
But from what I've read, it seems as though Optus clearly was not happy. It's gone to the English Premier League and say, look, we've shelled out $200 million to you. We're being competed against by Foxtel, who are now going around our backs, and they're not charging for it.
Indeed, and the CEO of Foxtel, Peter Tonner, who took over the job not too recently, was quite sneaky in the way, well, not sneaky, but canny in the way he went about this. What he's going to do is he's going to charge 1 cent for each of the extra channels that they're going to be after.
Hang on, how much is that?
Look, us. 1 cent for each of the...
1 cent. Get that, people? One cent.
You'll have an extra cent on your bill for each of those channels, so it'll probably be, you know, six to 12 cents per channel on your bill, and then that money will actually be used not to line the pockets of Foxtel, but it will be sent back to Football Australia to help drive community sports.
So, in other words, he's almost sort of snookered in some ways. Do you think really there's going to be enough football on the Foxtel now with these six channels to keep football fans happy?
Well, it depends on how passionate a football fan you are. If you're a semi-hardcore fan, you might just get away with it if you're only into the big teams. If you're a genuine English Premier League fan, then you probably really are wanting to look at the Optus offering, which is a streaming offering. It's going through its boxes on TV and things like that. And there was a lot of question marks over the weekend about how high quality that streaming service was.
Tell you what, Simon, I've got to keep on moving, but I appreciate your time very much. There you go. That is the way modern business works. When your rivals are out there, you charge 1 cent to try and get under their guard.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.